A Japanese submarine slammed two torpedoes into our side, Chief. He's coming back from the island of Tinian. The lady just delivered the bomb, the Hiroshima bomb. 1,100 men went into the water. The vessel went down in 12 minutes. Didn't see the first shark for about a half an hour. A tiger. 13-footer. You know, you can tell that when you're in the water, Chief. You can tell by looking from the dorsal to the tail. What we didn't know was that our bomb mission had been so secret, no distress signal had been sent. They didn't even list us to overdue for a week. The very first light, Chief, sharks come cruising, so we formed ourselves into kind of tight groups, like old squares in a battle, like you see in a calendar, like the Battle of Waterloo. The idea was, shark come to the nearest man, and he start pounding and hollering and screaming. Sometimes the shark go away. Sometimes he wouldn't go away. Sometimes the shark look right into you, look right into your eyes. And the thing about a shark, he's got lifeless eyes, black eyes like a doll's eye. He come at you, he doesn't seem to be living until he bites you. And those black eyes roll over white. And then you hear that terrible high-pitched scream, and the ocean turns red. And in spite of all the pounding and hollering, they all come in and they rip you to pieces. You know, by the end of that first dawn, we lost 100 men. Don't know how many sharks there were. Maybe 1,000. Don't know how many men. They averaged 6 an hour. Thursday morning, Chief, bumped into a friend of mine, Harvey Robinson from Cleveland, baseball player, a bosun's mate. And I thought he was asleep. Reach over to wake him up, and he bobbed up and down in the water like a kind of top, upended. Well, he'd been bitten in half below the waist. At noon the fifth day, Mr. Hooper, Lockheed Ventura, come in low. He saw us, a young pilot, younger than Mr. Hooper. He saw us and he come in low. 3 hours later, a big fat PBY come down and start picking us up. You know, that's the time I was most frightened, waiting for my turn. I'll never put on a life jacket again. So, 1,100 men went into the water, 316 men come out, sharks took the rest, June the 29th, 1945. Anyway, we delivered the bomb.